Are the cameras on?
They're on.
We're recording?
We are. Recording. Is that funny?
Yeah. It's our product placement.
So Mike Ritlin just left. Like 4 fucking months ago. And we're just getting around to the debrief here. So you start, because I can't remember anything that happened 5 minutes ago.
Well, Mike was here. And he's somebody I was looking forward
to. He was here?
He was here.
As in,
I think he sat right here.
Shit, I almost forgot about that.
I know.
It's been a minute.
I know.
Well, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Duke. Seriously.
Duke.
Duke?
Yep. So when they first got here.
Duke takes some big dukes.
Shut up. When they first got here, like, we go out, meet them. Hey guys, welcome to the house. You know, we hug the whole thing. And then and then he's like, I'm like, oh, bring your dog in the house. Like, I'm oh, so shit. Excited to see the dog.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, no, not this dog.
You remember when he opened the truck door?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well, I could put Baby and Griffin away. You know, get them out of the house, whatever, make them feel more comfortable. And he was like, no, this dog's going like directly into his crate.
Yeah.
So, and then I saw Duke and I was like, you better put him right into his crate.
Yeah. And in his crate he stayed.
Yeah.
But do you remember Smokey? When it's Smokey and the alpaca saw him for the first time?
That was really cool. Yeah. That was funny.
Smokey don't fuck around though.
No, you know? He doesn't. But
he didn't look too motivated to take Duke on.
Hell no.
But yeah.
God no.
But yeah. Well, I thought it went really good though. I do.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
A really good episode.
Okay.
Well, 2 episodes.
Yeah, but then so one thing I've got to say, I've got to share the story, and I think you probably know what it is, but. So between breaks, you know, it was obviously a long episode and a couple episodes. But so between breaks, you guys come downstairs. I'm downstairs. I got Griffin and Baby with me. Mike goes to, like, open a bag of food. Like, I think it was chips or something. Griffin immediately goes over to Mike because that's just what he does when he hears, like, any kind of ruffling of any kind of food whatsoever. So he goes over to Mike. Mike starts, like, immediately, like, putting Griffin into his place. Griffin didn't even know what was happening, but he ended up training Griffin. Like, that was 13 years of Griffin always running to a, like, a ruffling of bag noise. And then Mike, like, straight up in, like, 15 minutes, like, trained Griffin to stay on the rug and not come after the food.
Oh yeah,
it was fascinating.
I walked in on the, at the end of that.
Yeah.
That was impressive. I think I was up here with the crew.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of the crew,
yeah.
So that was the first one. 005 was the first one that you did not film.
I know.
Or do or take care of the sound.
I know.
We got a whole crew now, thanks to Patreon.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Thank you, Patreon. But I felt like totally left out. I was just downstairs, like trying to hear something, but I couldn't.
Well, his daughter was down there.
Yeah. And that was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun hanging out with her, but the whole time we're whispering, like seeing if we can hear anything, seeing if you guys, like, we're going to wrap up soon because we were hungry.
Dude, we got so much content.
Yeah, you did.
You know, we still have your interview
mm-hmm.
in the can, and then we have that whole segment with Wynonna Judd
yep.
that we haven't released yet, and we have, I mean, what else do we have? We have something that's like 10 it's like 10, it's like 10 things Ritland would get to prep for the end of the world.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he actually had some stuff in there that I had not thought of. So that was cool.
Really?
But yeah, but I'm going to wait to release it because once again, we're getting censored. So, you know.
Such a shame.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. Google will do whatever the hell Google wants to do.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not to change subjects, but the bite suit.
You're not going to let me go on and bitch no. about YouTube censorship anymore?
No ranting. Not right now.
All
right,
fine.
It's coffee time.
These mugs are going to be in stock soon.
They sure are.
Of course, we only got half the shipment today. I'm trying to go to negative time.
I know.
Hold me out of it.
The little itty-bitty shitty committee is happening over there. Don't do it.
It's not a committee
yet. Don't
go
there.
It's not a shitty committee because you haven't joined the committee yet, and it's just me. So... Anyways, if the rest of the shipment comes in, these will probably be for sale.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Soon. But yeah, the bite suit.
Yeah.
You were more nervous about me in the bite suit than I was.
Well, Duke was like in the back room just like marinating for like 2 days before the bite suit. And then he comes out like full throttle. And you're the target. So, yeah, of course I was nervous.
I thought I would be wearing like a catcher's mask or something.
Something.
And I see I'm in the bite suit and then Duke comes out and I'm like, is there like a helmet? And Mike's like, no, you should be fine. I'm like, oh, should be fine. Okay.
That was scary.
I know. I was like,
really
shit.
Nervous.
All right. And then I didn't say anything, but I was kind of expecting gloves. there are no gloves or helmet when it comes to the bite suit. And I was like, this dog is literally going to fucking rip my throat out.
I know. I was really nervous.
And he didn't, obviously.
Right.
But he did bite my hand by accident. Well, actually, it probably wasn't by accident. He didn't bite it. He nipped it.
Is that when that, like, one clip you can see him, like, just missing your hand? Was that like around that time?
That was the second time.
Oh.
Because I was like, okay, well, Ritland's, you know, I was like, eh, whatever. I was being lackadaisical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he snipped my hand. I was like, oh shit, that didn't feel good. So that was like the second iteration. I was waiting. I was like, oh. But dude, my forearm felt like hamburger for like a week. Afterwards,
mm-hmm.
And the next, it didn't really, it hurt, but it didn't hurt like that bad in the bite suit, probably because I had a bunch of adrenaline pumping too. But the next morning, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like it felt like hamburger.
Yeah, that dog was serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his bite was so hard, there was blood on the suit, you know, and I was like, shit.
I couldn't believe that.
But then when I went across the creek to the other side, that's when I got nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera guy was getting kind of like scared. First, he was getting, you know, a little overconfident. And I was like, well, dude, you might want to like stand a little bit behind me because, I mean...
There is a dog coming after you?
It's one of Ritland's dogs, but, you know... I mean...
And he wasn't in a bite suit of any kind.
No.
Man.
Yeah.
And so now we're down a camera guy. But, so if
not
anybody's
really.
Looking for a camera guy that hasn't been around in the past 4 or 5 months, don't look here. But no, we're just kidding.
Yeah.
He didn't get him.
Nope.
Although,
it was a
sometimes
well-behaved
I wish
dog.
He would have. But anyways, so yeah, no, what they got some good footage, but
yeah.
Once I said that, he was like going way back in the woods. He's like, I think I'm just going to set the camera here. And Mike he wouldn't let the dog get a running. He wouldn't allow him to get me on flat ground. He wanted the dog to run uphill.
Yeah.
And he, you know, He's like, you're not used to this, and I don't want you to feel, I don't think you're ready to feel the full power. And I was like, really? Is it that bad? And he's like, well, you know, and I was like, well, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, well, fuck it. I'll just go uphill.
Right. You know? And especially, I'm telling you, having him back in that room for like 2 days before that or day before that, either way, he had a lot of like pent up energy ready to go. So I'm glad you were up the hill a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So
let him blow off some of that steam going up.
Yeah. And you interviewed him.
Yeah, I did. I was nervous though. I mean, he gets here, we like get settled in, and then it's like, boom, like that's my time to go. So I was definitely a little flustered, but it was a good interview. And I learned a lot.
I filmed it. I don't remember any of it.
He's super knowledgeable. And it was a good, I got all the answers to my questions.
Yeah. So are we getting
Tony?
Tony? Well, his dog Tony or what?
Yeah. I mean, now it's just waiting for him.
Yeah. You're still nervous about that?
I'm still nervous about it. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
The only people that need to be nervous about having Tony around are the people that are up to no good that want to come up to the house.
I know.
Those are the people that need to be worried.
We definitely can't let Tony in with like the animals though. Right?
I mean, we could, you know, we got
the chickens.
It would be great if him and Smokey would just work things out.
Yeah, that would take some work.
Well, we got leashes.
A leash for Smokey? You know how that went the first time.
Yeah. Well, we got to introduce him at least.
Mm-hmm.
That way he's not, you know.
Slowly.
I'm sure he'll be extremely well-mannered.
Well, and I'm sure Mike's got a few pointers for us, like, to introduce him to everybody.
Yeah. But Mike was a fascinating guy.
I mean,
you know, we can go into the dog stuff, but if you go to episode number 2, it's all there. But, I mean, the amount of how in-depth he goes into like the psychology of the warrior dogs and the PTSD that they go through and all that stuff was some amazing knowledge that not a whole hell of a lot of people have. And not only just the dog stuff, but his backstory.
Right.
A lot of that stuff nobody has covered
before,
like the invasion. Like, he was on the invasion. He kicked the war off.
Yeah.
Kicked the war off. And, I mean, that's a long war, you know? There's still guys over there. But fucking 20 years later. But, so that's, I mean, that was really interesting. The USS Cole stuff was really interesting. His whole career, you know? And then what really got me, what I was very interested in that I wasn't expecting was the business stuff, especially a lot of the stuff that we talked about offline. And it was really cool. You know, Mike knows a lot of people. And there's just so many things about that guy that just screams class, you know,
and,
you know, the fact that the people he knows, the people that he's introduced us to. And, you know, most time when people have those kind of connections, they're fucking name droppers.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not a name dropper and he is not a numbers dropper. And he's not bragging. He doesn't utilize tits and ass for his marketing. I mean, he's just, and you know, what was really intriguing for me is the fact that he's built that big of a business, you know, and he has several businesses, and he is not like on social media that much, you know, and he has that whole teamdog.pet training program, but I mean, he barely even advertises it. And, You know, when he told me how many subscribers he has, I was like, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there's a lot of people that are getting training from him on there. And it's good, you know, from what we've seen so far. But
yeah.
But that was actually very reassuring to me to know, you know, with the times we're in today, like if this shit all goes away, there's other ways to market. And I mean, he's proven they work. So that was really cool. But to hear him talk about that stuff.
Yeah. All these ways, meaning like YouTube and social media type
stuff. Yeah. Thing. All, you know, with all the censorship and that kind of shit that's going on right now, it's got a lot of people freaked out, you know, mm-hmm. and, but I mean, he did it, he does it, and he's not on the gram all the time. You know, his YouTube channel is like doing well, but it doesn't, you know, he doesn't take it as seriously as us on his YouTube channel because he has so many other avenues, you know what I mean, that he's marketing in and that demand his attention and you know, we're gonna start exploring those ways too. So
yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
So what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Should we release some more Mike Ritland stuff?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Well, we will. We're going to wait a little bit and let it cool off because we released a lot of information.
Yeah. And it's been a busy last couple of months. I mean, that's why we're doing this now in October.
Yeah.
You know, because you were like exhausted from back to back to back to back, you know? So yeah. Coming around to doing this was tough to find the time, but
yeah,
here we are.
It feels good. Just me and you again.
I know.
No film crew.
Just us.
No marketing guys. Love you guys, but you know, it's good to have, be in the studio with just my wife.
That's right. It's nice that I can be back in the studio.
Yeah, you don't come up here much anymore.
I'm not allowed when everybody's up here. I mean, nobody's, I'm allowed.
Oh, come on.
But, I mean, come on. I don't want to be in the way.
You're never in the way, babe.
Somebody's got to get the snacks ready downstairs.
Somebody's got to order the pizzas.
Yeah. But, the beer and wine run.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we should do a 1 year, because we're coming up on our 1 year wedding anniversary. I think we should do a 1 year recap. Like if people want to see it, hopefully they comment below. But I don't know. Like the first year of marriage, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff can happen.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff did happen.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah. But I don't know. Just a video idea. It's a way for me to
Comment back up below. Here. Comment below if you want us to do that and we'll do it.
Yeah.
So our 1 year's in what, 2 weeks?
You better know.
I know. I remember.
You picked the date, so you'd remember.
I did. Yeah. All right. But so what is next? Go ahead, tell him.
I can tell him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Travis Kennedy? I mean, Travis House. I'm getting them all confused now.
How do you get a firefighter confused with a Navy SEAL?
They're both Travis.
Yeah.
Travis House.
Travis Kennedy's shit has taken off big time.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
But anyways, this isn't about him.
No. But so Travis House, he was awesome and so much fun. He called us like the content house.
Yeah.
So.
Well, don't tell him anything.
I know.
It's not
all
time
right.
yet.
All right.
Wrong debrief.
But we've even got even more stuff.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Coming.
Well,
but
and
next
that's, we've
we
already done.
What?
That we've already done. So it's like already ready to go in the pipeline. I'm just saying.
Babe.
You got to give people something to look forward to, especially
we just
today.
Did. There's a firefighter, Travis House, coming.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't give them everything.
All right.
I mean, shit.
Just a little bit.
Well, who the fuck knows? We probably won't even have a YouTube channel by
good
that
point.
Time. So you might, you know.
We'll cheers to on, that, Hun Bun.
We'll be on IGTV.
Yeah. Woohoo! Or ooh, Reels.
Yay. Oh, wait. They do the censorship, too. Okay, Facebook. Oh, shit. They do the censorship,
all right,
too.
Don't go there. All right. Don't go there.
All right. We got Travis Howes coming. He's a firefighter.
That's right.
He was a Marine.
Yep.
He was a cop.
Yep.
He's an author. He's a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a hell of a good dude.
Yeah.
And his story is like nothing else, no. You know, that we've done.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking tearjerker big time. But that guy is a hero, and we've been looking for a firefighter for a long time. So that'll be coming out in the next couple days. Until then, stay tuned.
Cheers.
Go buy a hat, please.
And a mug.
And a mug, too, if they're up.
Some gummies.
Now we're just asking too much. All right. See you guys later.